From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. Most economists are perplexed by the current indicators of how the economy is doing. Experts are unable to decipher whether the country is undergoing an actual recovery. Today, an interview with Cindy Chan, a freshman in college who has taken one class in economics. It's Tuesday, May 18th. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbara, who not only would leave dishes in the sink for weeks at a time, but also today chose to cover the perplexing economy. We're still happy to be joined by college freshman Cindy Chen.
I do not appreciate being mansplained to.
Okay, I haven't said anything yet.
I know, but as a woke Gen Z activist, I just wanted you to know that. I do not appreciate being mansplained to.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Now, Cindy, what is your background?
Why does my ethnicity matter, or my gender, or who I'm hooking up with? Would you ask that to a white guy?
No, I meant your educational background.
Oh, I'm a freshman at Vassar. I'm doing a double major in film studies and something a little bit more practical, dance. I'm also getting a minor in telling it like it is. But don't worry, I've taken an economics class.
Yes, I wanted to discuss the current state of the economy. Could you tell us about the most recent jobs report?
Wow. Why? Do you think because I identify as a woman, I wouldn't be able to tell you about it?
No, I literally asked you because I thought you would know.
Okay, then. Well, the jobs report came out on May 7th, and economists were expecting it to say about 1 million jobs were added in April. Instead, we found out that it was only like 250,000.
Wow. Are economists able to explain why there was so little growth?
Why are we talking about the economy? There's so many more important issues. Like, do you know what's happening in the Middle East, or racial justice, or the fact that women are orgasming 80% less than men are in my current relationship?
We're a daily news podcast. We cover different stories each day, and today's is the perplexing economy.
Fine. Economists don't know what's happening. Companies are saying they're hiring, but can't find people. But the unemployment rate is still high at 6%. So it doesn't make any sense. It's like the way Pete Davidson keeps dating all these hot girls.
We'll be right back.
After a year of isolation, most of us have forgotten how to have basic social interaction. That's why we created Don't Do That, an online course that teaches you normal behavior you've forgotten. We go through subjects like, should I step outside without pants on? No, don't do that. Do I introduce myself to the hot guy at the gym by licking his face? No, don't do that. Do I tell small children that the world is cruel and unpredictable and will rob you of even your smallest joys? No, don't do that. Learn more at our website. And for $5 off, use promo code AWHELLNO.
Before the break, Cindy, you were telling us the job growth number didn't make sense to economists.
It didn't make sense to the economists who were straight white men.
Oh, did it make sense to other economists?
No, but I think it's important that I call out straight white men.
Okay, are there any theories about why there were so few jobs added?
I'm not a job expert, but yeah, some people are saying it's because the jobs just aren't there. Some people are saying it's because they're there, but people can't go back to work yet because they're scared, or because their kids aren't back to school yet. And other people are saying it's because they're there, but it's not worth going back since people are getting unemployment. But I have my own theory.
Oh, what is it?
I think it's the patriarchy.
The patriarchy?
Yeah, the economy would be improved if we just smashed the patriarchy.
So what does that look like?
That just looks like a bunch of women being bosses. Hashtag girl boss.
Okay, do you have any empirical proof that this would help the economy?
I don't expect you to get it. You're just a straight white male.
I'm not white.
Oh, sorry. I just said that out of habit.
Is there any way to know whether people didn't go back to work because they were unable to, or whether it was because they were just collecting unemployment and unwilling to?
Yeah. So some Republican states are going to cut off the extended unemployment and see whether that boosts job growth. It's like an experiment, except with real people, and those people don't want to be part of the experiment.
So if cutting unemployment doesn't boost job growth, then the people who are unemployed will not only remain unemployed, but also not have any income?
Yeah. And do you know who's going to get disproportionately affected? Women.
Yeah, this time I do agree with you. And what about inflation?
Oh my God, I just learned about that. That's an issue too. Economists thought it would go up only 0.2%, but it went up by 4 times that.
Oh, so what does that mean?
According to my friend Spencer, it could mean that prices will spiral out of control and the government will have to raise interest rates and then the economy will take a huge hit. Or it could just be a blip and everything will be fine. We won't know until later.
So we don't know if the jobs are there and we don't know if there is inflation. So maybe everything is fine, or maybe we're facing economic calamity and we just don't know?
Yep. That's what Spencer says.
Well, how are you so calm about all this?
Oh, I'll be fine no matter what. I'm a freshman at Vassar. Daddy always pays for everything.
Of course. We'll be right back.
Here at Facebook, we take privacy very seriously because what's important to you is important to us. Like Kathy Chen, age 41, of Trenton, New Jersey. We want her to feel safe. Whether she's logging on from her home, 58 Westwood Lane, or the home of Mark Bryant, the coworker she's having an affair with. And we'd never let hackers access her social security number. 024-578-9990 is safe with us. To find out what else we're doing to protect your data, go to facebook.com/data and log in with your name and ATM PIN. For example, 2874, which is Kathy's.
Here's what else you need today. A strip club in Las Vegas is offering the COVID-19 vaccine. Health experts say it's the perfect place to be inoculated for one disease and contract every other disease. That's it for the Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.